Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, y'all. Are you an avid listener to My Doula Micah? And you want to be more involved? You want to support? You want to be a subscriber? You want to get ad-free podcasts? You want to see some video content or never-before-seen footage, extra additional content, maybe even some merchandise at a discounted price, and you want to benefit from that? Then go to patreon.com/mydoulamicah and jump in to the fun. Y'all, happy Thanksgiving. Oh my goodness, it's tomorrow. I'm so excited. Thanksgiving is one of our family's favorite holidays. In fact, I think my husband would say he loves Thanksgiving more than Christmas. I don't know if it's because we're all just centered around each other, family, you know, and eating a good meal together. It's slow paced. We're not trying to cram a bunch of stuff in. You know, a lot of us have holiday traditions that, you know, we want to make sure we cover, or, you know, there's this huge break in the middle of the day of hours of, you know, where we're opening gifts or whatever. And so there's kind of an agenda sometimes for Christmas, but Thanksgiving there's not. And like I said, it's very laid back, but this very distinct opportunity to be grateful, to be thankful. And so I just want to encourage everybody that's listening today to really take advantage of your time tomorrow. Don't just let it be, hey, we ate a good meal, we watched some football, we took naps, maybe we played a game. All that's wonderful. Being together and whatever you're doing is wonderful. But maybe be the person in your family that puts it out there for everyone to think about what they're thankful for. And we've done that many different ways in our extended family before. We're typically with my parents for Thanksgiving at their house. They also live in Waco. And then that's me and my husband and all my kids. My grandkids are there. And that's Thanksgiving Day. And then some of my siblings will show up with some of their kids from time to time. Typically, my brother, who's also in Waco, and his family are there as well. But you know, when you're married, you got to pull double duty oftentimes with in-laws and stuff like that. So it can be hit or miss, but for the most part, it's where my family is, and what we want to be doing. And so, yes, we'll sit in a circle and someone will initiate, like, hey, let's take a moment. Let's seize the moment, take the opportunity to say what we're thankful for. And again, we've done it a couple different ways, to help people maybe be a little bit more focused, or to change it up a little bit. So I remember one time, this might have been my idea. I don't remember. I think it was, but I said that there's a couple of scriptures. One is count it all joy when you encounter various trials and struggles. And then another scripture, it's one of my favorites. A thankful heart prepares the way of the Lord. And so it's always been high on my list and very encouraging for me to think about things that maybe I normally would not give thanks for because they're hard. But to turn it around and flip it on its head, count it all joy when you encounter various trials and struggles, and a thankful heart will prepare the way of the Lord, maybe through that struggle, and really sharing with your family vulnerably and honestly, hey, ooh, this is hard, but I'm thankful for it. I remember my husband, he had a job at one point, and he had a boss that was just tough. I mean, this I'm not going to get into details because I don't want this to be a negative show, but it was a tough situation. And he was there for a few years, and man, he wanted out. He was ready for something new and something different, and he's not there anymore. But at the time it was just tough. Anyway, so this particular Thanksgiving, he said, "I'm thankful for my job." And he just actually started crying, and so did I, because I know how hard it was. But he did that. He said that, and it was genuine and it was real, because he knew that it was good to give thanks because he has a job. Do you know how many people don't have a job? And he was thankful for that, that God had provided that for him, even though he was making way less than what he had made before. He had not gotten a raise in years. It was tough. But he found a way to be thankful for that. And I want to say it wasn't too much long after that that there was some breakthrough and things shifted and God had a different job for him, right? I'm not saying that's always what's going to happen. But anyway, that's one idea of taking advantage of being thankful for those things that maybe we don't want to be thankful for. Looking for an elective ultrasound studio? Look no further. Tiny Hearts 4D Imagery and Luxury Photography has got you covered. Mention my podcast for a 15% discount for any scan. And one of the most popular offers is an unlimited package where Heather Rust allows you to come into the studio anytime you want, starting at 6 weeks and up, to get that scan of your baby. She offers 4D high definition, updated, realistic skin tone for those live videos that you want for your baby. You can also check out Tiny Hearts Boutique in Saronia's. Hey, y'all, I want you to look up Bite Me Treat. These are cake pops, cake bites, hot cocoa bombs, and other chocolate dipped treats, making any day that much sweeter. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Hey guys, have you heard about Blossom Shop in Clifton, Texas? For all of your floral needs, for special occasions and important events, whether it's a wedding, a baby shower, a birthday party, or hint, hint, Christmas right around the corner and that fun party that you want to host, Heather Rust has got you covered for all of your floral needs. Robin Cohagan is the owner, manager, head designer of Havencraft Waco. You might recognize her from episode 2 of my podcast. She was my very first guest, and she has furnished more vacation homes than anyone in Waco with her varying design styles. What you may not know is that she takes on personal clients in her spare time. This girl is so busy, but right now, just for my listeners, she's willing to open up 2 client spots for a 1-room design. This is a $300 design package that includes an in-home design consultation, a design plan with spreadsheets and links, and even her own personal shopping time for you to reimagine or overhaul 1 room in your house. She is a budget queen, you guys, and pretty much always comes under budget for her clients, whether it's remodeling or redecorating. Robin's got a wait list, but she's offering to put you on the fast track for a 1-room design package. So do you have a daughter needing to transition up to an older style, a living room you're absolutely bored of, a dining room that doesn't feel inviting, a master bedroom that's not inspiring? Then call Robin with Havencraft Waco today. Another idea is to maybe make it more specific. Say, okay, what are you thankful for? Maybe that can just be in general, but maybe sometimes make it a little bit more specific. And hey, who are you thankful for in this room and why? Okay. We've got some games. My parents have some games. I do not remember the name of this game, and I'm so sorry. I'm not prepared for the name of it. But it's a reflective question that you get to answer. And it is, it's about your life. It's, hey, what happened this year that you wish you could redo? Or, you know, what are you the most proud of right now in your life? Who is the most significant, what's the most significant relationship that you have right now in your life that's benefiting you, that's making a difference, or the most challenging relationship? Anyway, and it causes you to be reflective and really think about your life and give room and make space for the things that are important, the things that ultimately matter. And we've been blessed tremendously on Thanksgiving when we really do this. So I'm going to share with you guys, cause I don't know how we're going to do it tomorrow, at my parents' house. If somebody has a specific way they would like for us to be thankful and grateful. So I may not get this opportunity tomorrow. So I'm going to take it now with my podcast, and I am very, very thankful for the family that I have, who God has put into my life. And the people I'm the most current with would be obviously my husband and my kids and my parents. I am extremely current with all of them, and they know me inside and out. And I find myself frequently thankful for them. So I'm going to start there. And my parents are Keith and Millie Rollins. They are amazing. And the way that they have loved me has shown up in many different ways. As a teenager, they put up with me and tolerated me and gave me the things that I needed to be successful in my life and emotionally. And they were extremely supportive. And then, you know, as my kids have gotten older, they have been the cheerleaders. They have participated in all the activities. They have relationships with my children outside of me. And what I mean by that is they pursue my kids. It's not just we all came over as a family, which we do, but they pursue them individually. And I love that. And I'm so blessed by that. And it's been a great model for me and how I want to be a grandparent. And I pray that I do as good of a job as my parents have done. And so I'm really, really thankful for them. And I'm going to specifically hone in on my mom as well. She has been a tremendous inspiration to me. Y'all hear me talk a lot about our flaws and our failures and boasting in your weakness and being authentic. And she is the person that has helped me do that the most, watching her be authentic and real in her life, especially in the hardest times of her life when, man, she could have just put her head down, tucked her tail in and took off, you know, and nope, it's just not worth it. That's not what she did. She fought. She fought for her life. She fought for her family. And she is a tremendous inspiration to me. So I want to give a shout out to her specifically. My husband has been working so hard and so faithfully and so diligently to the point of traveling. And he's traveled all over the country, literally, doing insurance adjusting. And while that's hard when he's gone, because he's been gone for months at a time, I know why he's doing it. And he's doing it to provide for his family. And there's been a few times where it was, wow, tough, and there was great need there, and he was willing to do it and doing something that's not, he's good at it, but it's not his favorite thing, and he does not like being alone, and he's alone a lot when he's gone. And so very thankful because he's doing it for us. He doesn't care about money and things and fixing up the house and all that. I mean, he is so content. I love that about him. And so he does it for his family, and he's constantly giving to our children. And that's what motivates him. His family is what motivates him to live a faithful, honest life. And he loves us well. And I'm very, very blessed and grateful. For my kiddos, I actually jotted down just one specific thing with each one of them, especially as I look back over the year. So my Gabrielle is my oldest. She has 4 kids, and I'm so blessed and grateful by her tenaciousness and her faithfulness to her 4 children. She's doing the single mom gig right now, and I've never seen her show up more than she's showing up right now. Man, she is absolutely an inspiration and encouragement to me, and so thankful for her tenaciousness and for faithfulness when it comes to her children. So thank you, Gabri Grace. I love you. My Jacob, I'm really seeing this past year his tenderheartedness. I've always known that about that boy. Ever since he was young, I've always been thankful for his tenderness and, you know, going through high school and, you know, athlete and did all, you know, friends and everything. Sometimes those teenage boys, they're not showing that tenderness all the time, right? And so there were some years where I really felt the absence of it. But this past year, the things that he has not only done, but the things that he has said and communicated, I'll just say to my husband and I, and him showing respect and gratefulness and honoring us and just truly being tender. I'm very, very thankful to see that. And my sweet boy, I love you, sunshine. Anna Joy, this year has, has been extremely selfless. And she moved back to Waco and moved in with Gabrielle to help her with her kids. So I'm very thankful for Anna Joy's generosity and how generous she is with her time and her love. And it is, man, manifesting in a very real way. And it is benefiting and changing the lives of humans, literally. And so, AJ, I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful for your generosity. Isaac is my steady dude. He is in Arkansas going to school and working full-time, and he remains joyful and grateful in his life. He is an example to me that no matter what your trials are, your struggles are, and he's had many, has missed out on things and just with his, I don't know if you haven't heard his birth story. He's a number four. He has dealt with a lot of physical things, handicaps, essentially, that mean he can't do all the things he wants to do. And I know that he's my adventure guy. And I know that that means he's missed out, but he keeps his heart full of joy and gratefulness. And I'm so thankful for that. I love watching him live his life. And I love you, Isaac. Naomi is really at a great time in her life, freshman in college, and got its amazing scholarship at the university she is at. And she set goals for herself in her life at a pretty young age, and she knew the things that she cared about. And she's almost, what I want to say is she's good at just about everything. I just can't think of very many things that Naomi can't do and can't do well. And she's really getting the opportunity to live out those desires of her heart and what she's worked so hard for and enjoying those things in her life, right? And man, college looks good on her. She's doing really well. And I'm just so thankful to see her living out the life that she has worked for and being able to do the things that she enjoys and desires and really shining. And so that blesses me a ton. And my Levi, he is our last one at home. He's a freshman. And, you know, Michael was gone for a couple of months at the beginning of the school year. And Levi has been a real blessing to me. He is so easy. I can't believe I'm saying that about a 15-year-old boy, but he is so easy and so loving and has made my life very, very enjoyable. And he's got a full life. He's involved in so many things that he loves and he enjoys, and I love seeing that and just very blessed by the person that he is even at 15 years old. So thank you guys for allowing me to be vulnerable on this day before Thanksgiving. And I think, you know, I'm happy to be vulnerable with my listeners and giving you guys a taste of what a thankful, grateful heart can do. I mean, I'm sure many of you picked up on the fact that I was tearing up, right? Just saying it out loud, what I'm grateful for and what I'm thankful for with my family. And it does something, you guys, to your heart. It does something, it moves things, it shifts things. And so don't miss this opportunity. Really take advantage of your Thanksgiving holiday and be a blessing to the people around you. Tell them why you so love them and appreciate them and what you're thankful for. And then allow them to see your heart in all of that and how you're giving of yourself and encouraging them to be vulnerable. You never know what's going to happen in these situations. I have found that when I step out like that and I'm willing to be authentic and I'm honest and I'm willing to put myself out there in order to really bless other people, wow, what ensues is beautiful. I mean, other people start doing it too. We've had some amazing holidays where it took one person stepping out, reading a letter that they wrote to their dad, and then the room is, we're all puddles. And then that just encouraged everyone else to do the same and to be vulnerable. And then we're laughing at all these things. It's just, oh man, it's just so sweet. It's just so beautiful. Allow this Thanksgiving holiday to be a genuine time for your family to enjoy one another and tell each other why you enjoy them and what you're thankful for. Y'all have a good one and be blessed. Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network.